Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Cook's Warehouse, where Chef Eric and Eugenia have been competing side by side with their one doing the pasta, the other one doing the topping. And they both finished up at the same time. They're going to marry these things together, and it will we will pronounce it. Get it? Marriage, we'll pronounce it. A tasty dish. It's pretty pathetic when I have to explain the jokes. But I'm not sure that everyone isn't as quick as I am with their humor. You know, that's what I'm saying. But anyway, Chef Eric's got the foofy bowl, put everything in. And, of course, Eugenia's going to be very particular about the pasta because coming from an Italian background, especially a father who's an Italian chef and author, you cannot have. Now, do you like your pasta al dente, of course.
Yeah, but not this al dente. Like, give it still, another minute.
But see, you can get it down to the minutes or seconds.
Well, you know, I'm tasting as I go.
Yeah.
That's how I know. I don't know if it's going to be done in a minute or
you don't throw it
seconds,
up on the ceiling or against the...
You know, I've heard about that. What in the hell is that about?
Yeah.
Starch?
Well,
yeah, it's where the starches have been released.
Yes.
So it'll stick when the starches... Okay, so now what? You got up on your ceiling, you've got pasta?
Yeah, well, you got decorative, you know, you can paint them.
Seems to me eventually. Like you can just take a little butt and you'll know.
Yeah, that would really be a better way.
Wouldn't that make sense?
I think so.
You know, that pasta does smell so much better than ordinary boiling pasta.
With that muscle broth, yeah.
It smells like muscles.
Yeah.
And now it's cooking away, and it, once it's nice and soft and it has absorbed all the broth, then it's throwing out its starch, which thickens that that broth up into a sauce. And then we have the oil with herbs that we're... But you don't even need to do the oil with herbs. You can just put a little grated cheese on, or you can just put a little ricotta cheese on there. You know, you don't have to get caught up in this whole, you know, this is the way the recipe is. I don't. I think it's a bummer.
Of course, I mean, if you use the oil, and you could even zest in some lemon or something.
Oh, I love that.
Orange
we should get,
like
yeah, we should get some lemon and put that in. That would be good.
We can
yeah, yeah.
Well, now that
idea.
You mentioned you compliment him, he will find a way to get it in there because that's the way he is. That's why he's a chef and why I am the witty repartee and the general nuisance of the show. But one thing is for certain, this is a book you need to have. A lot of cookbooks that we get are good cookbooks. I haven't really found a really bad cookbook because anybody that takes the time to make one, they put a lot of effort into it, some more than others. But Eugenia's book is not only a tremendous amount of effort, it's a tremendous amount of love, and she really takes her kitchen to another level, and that's what this is all about. So whether you're a king, a prince, a pauper, or just plain blue-collar guy like me, this is a cookbook you can have in your home, and it will do many things. It'll give you tremendous recipes, a plethora of recipes, 3 to 4 times the normal cookbook. More importantly, it'll give you ideas and concepts to turn your kitchen into a culinary dynamo. It will speed up the process of food preparation for you for the week, so you'll spend less time, you'll save more money, you'll have more recipes, you'll be more comfortable in the kitchen, and more importantly, you'll have a wow factor of 10 from each and every person that has the honor of eating the food out of your kitchen. That's how much this book can have an impact in your library of books. And Chef Eric was coveting my book, but you notice I took it away. You notice it's not over there where he accidentally set it so that I would walk out and forget it. But this really is a special cookbook. And how long? I mean, you've got the one on preserves, you've got the one
right.
on the mesa, you've got the
yeah.
one with your father.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cookbooks in 10 years.
Yeah, but this is the one that I've really been working on these recipes for about 25 years. So
wow.
You know, it takes time to figure this stuff out. And that I hope, what worries me about this book is people will look at it and think it's prescriptive. Like, they got to use everything all the time, which I really don't. That makes no sense.
Get
to
the
me.
Addendum, and you'll find out you don't have to use just what's in the book.
Yeah.
And that addendum, we laugh about it, but that was a huge labor of love.
I know. It's funny.
I mean, every ingredient, she's got every kind of substitute for just about every ingredient in every recipe. And when you see how many recipes, you'll see why you got to have a lot of memory on your computer to get that addendum.
Oh, really? Was it hard to download?
No, I was just kidding. I was trying to make a funny but a poignant point. It's it really is. And Chef Eric, I know you've had a ball today. I mean, you actually set your flight ahead or moved it back, however you call it, so that you could be here today with Chef Eugenia.
I am really flattered.
He wouldn't do that for anybody. But
wow,
of course,
wow.
He's a diamond member on Delta Airlines, so,
he
can boot the little people out of their seats anytime he wants to and live large and pull up at the last minute and get his luxury seat. So it's not as struggling as it is, but I think it was awesome of him to do it.
Me too.
And,
thank you.
Chef Eric, it was you've been having a ball today.
Yeah, this is fun. This is a blast. Well, I love when a good chef comes in with good ideas. It's a lot of fun. This isn't everything just by rote. It's not same old thing. We've done a lot of different things here, and the ecosystem concept I really like. So it's been a lot of fun. And
plus, he's going to come up with this idea of making his own curds and whey. And you're not going to you're going to be blown away by this new idea he's come up with.
What's my new idea?
Curds and whey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure.
So take a look at the pasta.
It's beautiful.
Like, you see how it's absorbed all the stock?
Yes, it has.
And there's like this kind of almost creamy version of the last like couple of tablespoons of stock left in the pot. The stock, the pasta looks sauced. It just looks sauced, right?
Right, right.
And it is. It's just sauced from the inside out, you know?
It's kind of semi-soft, and it's delicious looking, and it smells all muscly. And I can just see when you put the other accoutrements on top of it, this is going to be a dish fit for a king. And you made most of it the night before.
Right.
With
the
stock.
That's the beauty of it.
So what's the best way to keep the mussel broth?
In the fridge.
But
you can freeze it. Just put it in a plastic container. And you could probably can it if you have a pressure canner.
Mm-hmm.
But I use it, you know, probably pretty promptly. But just put it in the freezer if you... And then you have this dish to make in a month, if that's the case.
So when you just make sure, though, that, you know, go ahead and fill up your Tupperware or whatever, but leave it to come to room temperature before you put it in the refrigerator.
Right. Well, what I'll do is bring it down to room temp, then put it in the fridge, and then when it's chilled, you put it in the freezer.
Put it in the freezer.
And
yep.
If you put it in the freezer, you need to leave a little headroom because the volume changes,
yeah,
you know, crystals. Right. So I'm putting a little bit of this herb oil, just chopped herbs and garlic and a little anchovies on top. And then we can have fun. I mean, we're having fun all along, but let's say we wanted to put some mussels on there. Now, these mussels I would want to reheat in
the skillet.
I could just put it right in with the oil, right? But I forgot to do that, so I'm just putting them on top. That's okay.
I actually took some of those mussels out of the shell.
Did you?
Yes.
You did.
Did you wash your hands?
My accomplishment.
He was very quick.
Did you wash your hands first?
So this would be like, you know, here's a great next meal, you know, next day dish.
Yeah.
But I want to show you just as another alternative. We have a little bit of pasta left in the pan. So I'm going to do like a...
Mm-mm-mm.
You like it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good. And I'm just going to show you this, what you can do with the ricotta. So you can use the ricotta in all the ways you would use it. But we're going... It's like a little cake now. Isn't that gorgeous? It's almost like a little hamburger of curds. And I'm going to just crumble some on top of the pasta and add a little black pepper. And that is another version of the same dish. Whoops.
So many dishes, so little time. Eugenia Bone, thank you so very much for sharing 2 hours with us. It flew by as she's getting ready to pull her pork out showcase it for everyone to enjoy. So many people to thank, first to Matt and to Robin and to Diane and to everybody here at the Cook's Warehouse. It's like a family when we're here each and every time at the East Cobb location, Cook's Warehouse. But any Cook's Warehouse you go to in Atlanta, you get the same familial type assistance and unfettered help in anything that you need culinary. To author, Chef Eugenia Bone, outstanding job. So glad you were able to make it in. Executive Chef Eric with a K, Holdo, our Argentinian stallion, who is who actually delayed his flight so he could be here. We thank him so much. To the keeper of the dials, he who must be obeyed. He is, of course, Michael the Whip Holst, and the lovely, when she's available, Teresa Lass, helping to produce, take pictures at all. Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs have been presented by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
By Real Sweet Onions, by Schumann Produce. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
By Cutter Cigar Emporium, and by Whole Foods. Remember, Whole Foods is where value matters. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you, as we do each and every week, to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, be safe, be happy, keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. God bless you all, and God bless America. See you next week, baby.